What's the good? What keeps you going? What's the hard part? What's in the way? What are the fears? What are the expectations?
So much fear.
Okay.
About making a bad choice or doing a bad job.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to your own show, Evans.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for welcoming me with open arms.
Oh, man. You know, these arms are so open for you anytime. So you guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where if you have not listened to this before, we answer all of your burning questions along with throwing in lots of steaming ridiculousness.
Yes, lots of tangents.
So if you don't like tangents, don't eat from the tangent tree.
No.
Turn this off, go to a different episode. Mm-hmm. Love you. All right. So do you have a quote? Actually,
yeah.
I kind of want to know about your life. Like it's been, I mean, honestly, you guys, this is the longest Evans and I have gone not seeing each other in a while.
It's been what, like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Has it been 3 weeks?
I think so. Two and a half.
Two and a half.
I've been in the woods. You've been in the city.
Yep. I've been in the city. I went back home to Charleston for a couple days and got a bunch of wedding stuff
done. Oh my God,
that's
right. I saw your pictures. I liked all of them.
Thank you for
liking. I double tapped on everything and looked through everything. And I even zoomed in on a few to see who was there.
You did.
And what Charleston looks like a storybook.
It is a storybook.
I was like, is this real? Because it looks like you went back in time.
It really does. You and Chris would love it.
The food, I would
the people,
love to go.
The history, the charm.
Yeah.
Go visit Charleston, everyone.
I will visit Charleston. It's like an ad for Charleston.
It is. This is sponsored by Charleston.
Yes. Thank you, Charleston. If you could put that payment in my bank account now.
My dad lost like 30 pounds since I've seen him last.
What did he lose?
He went to his heart doctor and they were like, look, you gotta do something because he plays golf a lot, but he rides the cart. And he told his doctor that. And he was like, you need to be walking at least 3 miles every day.
And so he's been walking 3 miles.
So he was like, I'm going to start walking 3 miles every day.
I'm telling you, just a walk every single day will completely change your life.
Yeah.
Like it will, you'll lose weight. You'll be healthy. You'll be happier, mm-hmm. which will also stop you from snacking when you're super bored because you're like,
exactly.
I hate my life. And you're just going to be happier all around. Take a walk.
Walk
it out. And just play walk it out the whole time.
Just walk it out.
My dad
walks in his khakis. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love when men walk and like do exercises in khakis. Old men.
Yes.
Not young men. Please don't. Because they don't like older men. They kind of like they take reps of talking in between. So they don't sweat it out. Young men, it would just be sweat khakis.
Sweat khakis.
It'd be swackies. Don't bring your swackies around here. You got to do reps of talking in between. I was just in a gym in Green Bay. And so we worked out in this gym.
Yeah.
And it's this beautiful gym there called Western Racket. And it's awesome. But a couple of the days I was there, there was this old man who just his mission was to talk to you.
Yeah.
For a long time. And he took turns with everyone in the room. And I had to go put weights away by him. And I was sending him love, but I was like, don't talk to me. Like, I needed to get in and out. My family was waiting. You know how it goes with family time? Like,
yes.
You think you could just be laid back and be like, okay, we're going to be there when we're there. But you feel so much pressure to like...
be on time.
Yeah. You feel like people are going to be offended if you're on vacation to visit them, but you're not on time. So I was like, oh my God, I have to go sit around faster. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to like rush to go sit.
I have to rush to go drink coffee for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I need to figure this out. I have to go stare at some people for 6 hours. Talk about nothing. Just kidding.
Does your mom like, when you get home, is your mom like, look what I did with this shelf. Remember how it looked when you were home last? My mom
does stuff
like that.
I mean, that is what we do for the first hour. Yeah. I love it. I guess I do that too.
I think I do
too. Did you see this last time you were here?
Yeah.
Was this restaurant here the last time you were here? Yeah, this is new. It's been really popular. You'd be surprised. I don't know. They have this kale salad that they put mint in.
That's so great.
It's
That's
so
such a sweet mom thing to say.
It really is, except that was me. It's me talking about the salad. So back to the gym.
Oh, man.
So I had to go put these weights away and I just knew it was coming. And he was like,
oh, man.
So here's his statement. It's so cute. And I hated it all at once.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to be working out. He wanted me to stay.
Yeah.
And he was like whispering something. And I have my headphones and I pull them out and he's like, we have to stop meeting like this.
No, he did not.
He's like 90. I'm not kidding you. He shuffles like he does the truffle shuffle. It is tiny. And I was like, uh-huh. He goes, people are going to start talking if we keep meeting here in the corner like this. I was like, they sure are. I said, they probably already are. Like winked, put my weights away and walked faster. The one thing that I knew I had on him, because he would try to come over by me again and I would just walk at my normal pace. I was like, oh. I'm faster.
Out.
We're okay. So I'd go get water. But super sweet. I learned some new lines. So I'm going to try them on some like old men at my gym now.
Just go. We've got to stop meeting like
We've
this.
Got to stop meeting like this. Isn't that like a 1950s thing to say?
Yes.
I was like, did this work?
Yeah.
I'm sure it did.
I bet it did.
Because he looked like a sly dog. He sure did.
You really put on the charm for you.
I'm sweating already. I'm just thinking about him right now.
Yeah, me too. That bee charmer.
Yeah. So you were home.
I was home. It was wonderful.
Did
it was so short.
Everything's still going great with the fam. They still love your fiance.
Still love my fiance.
Nobody said anything like, you know, there's still time.
Yeah. My parents actually saw each other for the first time since 2004.
Oh my God. How did that go?
It was great. Surprisingly, they're all being adults. They're great.
Oh my gosh.
It was very interesting.
Do you think that they had some new coping skills?
I don't know. I've talked to them both individually because my parents are divorced, obviously.
Right.
And it wasn't the most peaceful thing, but I think they've just grown up a little bit.
That's so cool.
It's really cool.
Especially because right around the wedding time now that was probably a huge stress for you.
It was very stressful.
There's nothing weirder than weddings to bring out every single weird thing in the family.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know what? Let's have a wedding and dig up everything from the past. And bring it to surface on one day, my special day.
Let's talk about it now.
Yeah. Let's get this all out on my very special day. I hope that there is drama and fights all over the place that I hear about months later. I don't know. Thankfully, you don't normally hear about them until like weeks later, but you're like, you know, what's really cool is if you could hear and see all of the stories and like the little romantic things that happened at your wedding, like only during your wedding, not like the night of. You don't want to know what happens the night after your wedding.
No.
But I always thought of that. It was so cool to start hearing. It's like doing an event, like when we would talk about Bliss Project, but that's what it's like at weddings. Like so many people have awesome experiences that like bring their love closer as well.
Yes, that's really nice, Lori.
So cool. Are you going to do anything like find out what your mom's favorite song is or your dad's or like your loved ones and play those? And
be
like,
I need to now.
It's so fun.
So far, I've just been straight up selfish. I'm like, I want this and this.
Well, that's what you should do. But then as your selfish things run out, like as you get them appeased, you're like, maybe I'll do something for these assholes who are coming.
You're a very loving person, Lori.
Oh, no, not really. It's more just because now I want to feel loved by everyone.
Me too. I love when people love me.
I love when people love me.
I don't like when people don't.
I don't either, but it happens.
It happens all the time.
I mean, there's someone right now who is like literally throwing darts.
Yes.
Our faces are on a donkey body right now. Both of us, we're a double-headed donkey and someone's throwing darts at our butt.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Just going to keep moving.
So. Do you have a quote?
Yeah.
I would just love to hear that.
Okay, it's really good. It's from Liz Gilbert.
Oh, damn.
She always brings the heat.
She sure does.
I've never seen any life transformation that didn't begin with the person in question finally getting tired of their own bullshit.
I couldn't love that quote more.
Me too, because I'm so sick of myself.
Yeah, I'm smelling my stink every morning.
Me too. It's awful.
Yeah, it's awful. There are things that I'm like appreciative about myself and my life, but I'm also like, come on.
Yeah.
Giddy up. It is time. So what are you going to do about that?
How
are you going to hold yourself accountable to not smell putting your face in a pile of steaming shit in the morning?
Make some changes.
Like
action
what?
Items.
Like what? It's so easy to say it. It's not easy to spray it.
No, it's not easy to spray it.
I just spilled all this. You guys, I'm wearing a white robe and I spilled my entire coffee down it. Because, all right, manifesting is quick here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so action items, which you and I are going to talk about.
Yes.
Next week, we're going to meet for some food or maybe just some fun.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do.
We're probably going to do that, both those.
Both of those things. We like to eat and have fun together. They are a power duo. Okay, so my quote is by Joyce Meyer. You only have one life. And if it is not going the direction you want, now is the time to make changes. Or you're going to die. Just kidding. I added that.
Or it's over right now.
Or it's over. But truly, so that wasn't like a real like wow quote.
Yes, it was. It's straight to the point.
Here's some wow I want to add. So truly, if you are not living the life that you want, like you pretty much are going to die with regret.
It's pretty much going to be awful.
Like this is it. And it doesn't, you want to know what I've learned in my 38 years?
What?
If you don't make it better, it doesn't get better. It gets worse.
Yeah. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards.
It's just the truth. So you guys need to do something at least that you enjoy. And, you know, I think the thing is like, it's not even about, are you successful in business or have you created something, you know, this whatever that you think you need to be. Mm-hmm. I really think it's, are you enjoying your life in general? Because I do also think that there's this resistance around when we think we're supposed to be doing something, then we make our actual life that should be awesome a living hell. When right now, like for you, it's wedding season.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there's something you want to do, but also thoroughly enjoying like all of it because you'll never get this back again.
That's true. You got to savor the moment.
You got to savor it. You got to put some A1 steak sauce on that. I never liked steak sauce. Did you?
Me neither.
I mean, it's fine if you did. I won't judge you right now.
No, I really never. I know it was always in the fridge.
It's weird.
Always in the fridge. But
no offense to people, to A1 people, which I haven't eaten red meat in so long, but
yeah.
I never understood. It's like putting catsup on a
I call it ketchup.
Don't, but some people call it catsup. It's like putting catsup, or putting catsup on your eggs.
Yeah, some people really like that.
I bet they also put A1 on their steak.
I bet they love.
Don't
they
talk
just
to me.
Love a sauce.
Yeah, don't do that. But if I'm eating nuggets, there's no way I'm not dipping them in honey.
Oh, what about a honey? Just straight up honey or honey mustard?
I'll dip an edge in honey mustard and then it reminds me to go back to honey. Do you ever do that? Sometimes you get two dressings just to remind you how good the other one is.
No, but I love that you do that. I'm just going to test out the water in this.
Yeah, I'm like, yep, sauce. Still don't like it. Honey's still the best. I got to measure something up. I got to know I have the best.
Yeah, I love that.
All right. So do we have a review of the day?
Yes. It's really nice.
I would love to hear from this human.
It's so nice. This is from Conley.
Conley.
Shout out to Conley. My brother's fiance showed me your podcast and has become something we bond over. We love listening to you and Evans joke around and share advice. And I know it has changed my energy and the way I carry myself. What?
Oh.
I am lighter now because I don't take myself too seriously. And I can tell that I make others feel this way too around me. It's an amazing and truly freeing mindset. Your quickies also give me life. They are a swift kick in the butt and usually exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you so much, Lori and Evans. I love you guys. Thank you for the magic you have added into my life and the positive changes that will come from it. P.S. I now find myself making weird noises and using weird voices to tell my stories to my friends, and I blame you girls. LOL.
I love that. Great job. We love you, Conley. She made me feel like a Disney princess.
Wow, that was, I'm going to print that out and make wallpaper out of
it. Let's make, you know how it was a trend for a while to make like words on the back of your bathroom door?
Yes.
We should do that.
Let's do that with this, starting with Conley.
And we'll put some feathers around it because Conley makes everyone feel light as a feather.
That's really nice. Conley, I wish you were here.
I do too. Write a letter to customer service saying, I rock, I did the review, and I want something cool.
Cool, Conley.
Maybe, I don't know, write what you want because they probably Shayna probably won't understand that. But it'd be funny when she gets it.
Yeah, it'd probably make her feel light.
Yeah, I'm going to send you something awesome. All right, so do we have a question? Because I feel like we have a cool topic this week.
Yes, it's about up-leveling.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Evans asked me right before this if there is such a thing as down-leveling. I was like, oh, absolutely. I've been in some down-leveled
phase. I'm down-leveling right now. I'm turning down.
I'm turning, I'm spiraling out.
Here's a question from at Hopeful Healthy Halligan.
Oh, my.
Love that name.
Yeah.
When you feel the change around your highest self is just around the corner, what do you do? Ooh.
Talk to me.
I just can feel what she's feeling, I think.
Mm.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can. So tell me about your experience with that. What's the good? What keeps you going? What's the hard part? What's in the way? What are the fears? What are the expectations?
So much fear.
Okay.
About making a bad choice or doing a bad job.
Mm. See, this is so good. Do you want to know my belief around this?
Yes.
Okay. So when I feel my highest self around the corner, I get a lot of resistance as well. Mm-hmm. And my resistance comes in the form of lack of focus. So I don't have as much fear around failing anymore because I don't believe failing is a failure at all. I truly don't. Like, even if you lose everything, like I actually think that that process of, even if you let everyone down, that process is exactly what was supposed to happen for your real highest self to come forward or the next real idea. And that is the truth, no matter what. Like, I've just seen it play out that even the worst things that have happened to me have been actually the best thing. Mm-hmm. So the best things are the best things, but they're also not the best things. So it's really interesting. I'll try to remember this tale that was also super powerful for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to slaughter it. But anyway, the belief that I hold is no matter what decision you make, if it was given to you or offered to you, like if you can see it and you want to do it, if it's a desire that you're like, it excites me, it makes me super happy, then it's right. So as long as you focus on it and you follow it, it's absolutely right. And all those fears will come. So what do you do when your highest self is right around the corner? You keep doing things that scare you. You keep forging ahead and you keep supporting your highest self. So what would your highest self need to come out? Because if you know your highest self is right around the corner, but you start doing sabotaging things, that's a sign, yes, your highest self really is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to go back to your comfort zone. Because when your highest self is around the corner, that means that you're going to have to start acting differently. Like there's going to have to be some habits that support what happens when you get there. Meaning, you're going to have to probably start making appointments to hang out with other people. Mm-hmm. You're going to, maybe some people are going to have to change the way that they eat. Maybe some people are going to have to stop drinking as much because it might mute their highest self. Maybe some people are going to have to stop, you know, eating ice cream every night because that sugar makes you feel like crap in every single morning. You don't want to get to your goals.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to stop watching true crime because, you know, you go to bed with this weird every single night.
Feeling.
And it's like you have to start looking at how do you support your highest self and you're going to want to sabotage. So keep going. Ask your highest self, what do you need to truly come out? Do you need something really scary? What are the actions? Who do you need to be around? How can I support you? And just keep going.
I love that advice.
Oh, thanks.
That was wonderful. Seriously.
That was from my highest self. She's here for another minute. So
let's take advantage.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Here's another question from at Kuak Song. I'm probably saying that really bad. I'm really sorry. What's your number one tip for up-leveling?
Kuaksum?
Yes, Kuak Song.
They're laughing right now.
Yes, they're like, why?
Why? You just say the letters.
Yeah, really sorry.
What's my number one tip for leveling up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your number one.
Committing to it and doing something that, I always say this, puts so much on the line that your highest self is forced to come out.
Just commitment.
Commit, accountability, hire a coach, pay money, shout it out to the world. Here's the thing, you guys. If you have not been listening to this podcast, all I've been talking about is how I'm starting something new. Mm-hmm. These words have spoken it into life. If you don't tell everyone, like hopefully you're telling people what you're doing, because if not, you're not truly committed. You just have to tell everyone.
Right. You can't keep it a secret.
No, you literally, even before it's there, you have to start saying, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing, because there will come a day where you're like, oh crap, I have to do that.
Yeah.
And for me, I've always been like, let's put money down. Let's start it. Let's start the, you know, whatever that is. Let's start the trademark. Let's start the thing. Let's start the paperwork. Let's start looking at it. What does this look like? You have to put it into motion. And believe me, there will be lull times. Like you will have lull times through your highest self coming or leveling up, because that's just normal. You're going to kind of like go backwards, and then you're going to do another action that pulls you closer to it. And then you're going to maybe sit there and go backwards a little bit. And then you'll do another thing that really moves the needle forward. So in the beginning, leveling up feels like an up and down the staircase, but you will be doing two stairs up and one stair down. So you are still moving up. It just may not feel like it, but that's my biggest advice for leveling up. How about you?
I would say, considering I'm down leveling right now.
Why do you think you're down leveling though? I don't think you are. I think you're up leveling in other parts of your life.
Really? I feel down levels.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm slipping down.
All right. Well, we'll talk more in depth on that off the mic, but I don't think you are at all.
Okay. Thanks for saying that.
I think that there are parts of your life right now that you're moving forward in a big way. So what's happening is, even though I think you might feel like some things are down, I don't think they are at all.
Maybe that's a good tip, is focus on what's moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Don't dwell in the, I can't do this. Well, if you think about it so much, then you're just going to be a negative ninny who stays there forever.
Exactly. It's so true. What you focus on grows. So you're either listening to a podcast that's super powerful, or you're, you know, hanging out with people that are moving forward, or you're just focusing on what is possible or looking for inspiration. And here's the thing, inspiration is a fine line between comparison. So whenever you start to feel the comparison, be like, no, this person is showing me what's possible.
Yeah.
And that person's just like you. They started out just like you. I don't care what you think they have. They don't. Like literally. They're just like you. And then one day they made enough money to buy hair and lashes, okay? And veneers. Get over yourself.
And green juices like me.
And green juice and $8 green juices. Yeah. God.
Excuse me.
I remember I just about died when I first found out how much juices cost here. And then I was like,
they're so expensive.
Excuse me. Do you have any $9 charcoal water?
But this is the most ridiculous thing I'll ever say. But something about having this green juice makes me feel a little better.
Because it's green juice. And honestly, I get why they're so expensive, because I have seen all of the vegetables that go into one green juice. It looks like 2 weeks worth of me like trying to get my vegetable intake.
Yeah.
It's out of control. I'm like, are we going to use that whole kale field and that bag of carrots? And
yes.
Yeah. All the broccoli.
That's a lot of tubes.
So you know what? You have to pay. You have to pay for your gas. Gas prices are high in California.
Yes, they
$5
are.
$5 a gallon.
You want another question?
Please.
Okay. This is from @Lisa_N_Smith.
Lisa Smith.
I need up level my relationship. Any tips for when you're on two different wavelengths?
Lingerie. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Pink champagne, lingerie. I'm actually not a lingerie person. Okay. TMI.
Me neither.
I feel like, do you remember in the 80s when you would see teddy bears that had like lace dresses and those umbrellas, like parasols?
Yes.
That's how I feel in lingerie.
Yeah. It's very, I don't know. I feel
like, am I going to a weird sexy ballet? No, like a winter solstice ballet, poofy. And then I don't want to wear something called a teddy.
No, that just feels weird.
If you like lingerie, I'm actually jealous of you, because you probably feel great in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still trying.
It's good to be in touch with that side of yourself.
I do too. Maybe we should do a lingerie challenge.
Yeah. Every night, just get out there.
I just start showing up in the froofiest thing with a parasol. And I'm like singing in the rain. It all went wrong.
But isn't it crazy how ladies in the past used to wear really nice nightgowns, like matching nightgowns in a robe?
Oh, or maybe that was just on Dallas.
Yeah, maybe that was just on
Maybe
one
you're
show.
Southern. You probably watch too much Dallas.
Or have you watched Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
No.
Oh, Lori.
Do they also wear nice robes?
She's always put together. Even at night, she looks amazing.
I've never been that way.
Me neither.
In my entire life.
Holy t-shirt.
If people think I am, you're looking at one day of photo shooting for the month.
Yeah.
No, for 2 months. Yeah, not happening. Okay, what was that question?
It was about up-leveling her relationship when they're on two different wavelengths right now.
Okay, well, if you were here, I would ask you some other questions because it just depends how long the wavelengths have happened or have been happening. It depends on if you really feel like you guys are in two different directions and mm-hmm. you're kind of not coming together. But if you're on two different wavelengths, I do think that the only way to get someone to kind of understand what you would desire out of a relationship is to really sit down and talk about, hey, I would love to chat with you like about where we're going and where we're at because you're my person. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that in the future we're growing in the same direction. So for me, and I want to know what it looks like for you. Like this is a totally open conversation. So you don't really want to be like, hey, when can we talk? But you could be like, hey, could we go for a walk? There's a few things that maybe I've been feeling that I would love to try to like get closer to you.
Yes.
I love you and I adore you, but I feel like maybe we are taking a few steps. You don't want to say away because you don't want to make someone panic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can we have a talk? Because I feel like there's a couple things that I could be doing better in order mm-hmm. to make us closer. Take all the blame. Ooh, I'm serious.
That's good.
I try to take all the blame in the beginning in order to just soften the wall.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Great Wall of China goes up and it's going to take a long time to get through it. So don't say something about the conversation first that's going to make them throw his walls up or them.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing is also like figuring out what that would look like for you before you start the conversation. Cause I don't know about you. When I get in a conversation with my husband, I forget everything. And then I get annoyed if I don't have and then I start saying things I don't mean. And then he wins arguments all the time. Cause he's a good arguer.
Yeah.
He's never right, but he's a great arguer. So he always like wins because mm-hmm. I get flustered with my words. So now I plan out my words because I'm like, you're not winning this.
So that's smart. Have your notes.
Yeah. For real. Like mm-hmm. you don't have to have them with you. That might be weird. But write down think of your bullet points of here's where I'm going, here's what I want to say, and here's the peaceful outcome that I really want. So yes. I would definitely say something, you know, with Chris when we were on two different wavelengths, and you guys, this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what a relationship is growing together and then growing apart, growing together and growing apart, but you have your touch points. So Chris and I have our walks every single day of like, I want to know where he's going and what he's doing and how can I be a part of that? How could I support him? So saying things like that, like, hey, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be doing the same thing all the time at all. Like Chris does not need to do all the things I'm doing or be at all the things I'm at. That's what your tribe is for. Oh my gosh. Do not rely on your partner for everything, but definitely be like, where can we come together so that we do have something that we feel like we're doing together? So what do you do? Because I want to hear all about everything in your relationship.
Oh, well, I would say, you know, remember when we heard Esther Perel speak?
Yes.
Her TED Talk is so helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Just because she says what you did, your partner, you can't expect them to check all the boxes. And mm-hmm. I think it's really easy to want to have a partner who can do everything.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times when I feel not connected to Adam, it's because we haven't done stuff together or we've just been in work mode. And then you're like, hey, you want to go on a bike ride? And it changes everything.
Uh-huh.
Just that little
thing. So bike rides, I know you guys brunch.
Brunch,
mm-hmm.
go on a walk with George, just go to the beach, just not watch TV.
Yeah. That doesn't bring you closer, guys.
No.
You have to go and do something where there aren't other distractions and physical things are really like a really quick way to bond because you're both like getting into state, like you're getting into state.
Yeah. You're changing your state.
You're changing your state.
Yeah.
Physically.
Change your state.
Just checking on the time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's been so long.
I know. Well, I think that this is a wrap.
I think it is too. What are you going to do today?
Wow. What am I going to do today?
What's one thing that you're excited about today?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, I have, I'm like, what am I doing? Like sometimes if I don't look at my calendar yet, I am going to meet with the girls of Creative Label to go over some different web stuff and everything. So I have,
I'm excited.
We're rebranding a bunch of stuff right now. So rebranding Chris's pod, like I took on his project, which is really exciting for me actually because he was too busy. Mm-hmm. Rebranding his podcast and his site and yeah, just all that fun stuff. So I'm going to have some meetings on that.
That's exciting.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow morning for Girls Weekend.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Me too.
You better upload all those stories.
You know I will.
Yeah. I can't even wait. Atlanta. Watch out for Evan. Oh boy. All right, you guys, we are sending you so much love and we hope that you take the lingerie challenge. Just kidding. I'm not doing it.
Me neither.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.